You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everybody, Tim McMaster here, along with Steve Gilbert, our MLB.com D-backs reporter. Spring training right around the corner, and I mean really soon. Pitchers and catchers reporting next week down to Arizona. For the D-backs, that means Salt River Fields, obviously, at Talking Stick. We'll get into that on this edition of the podcast. Before we get to that, though, we'll get into the other big storyline that continues to swirl around baseball. Really, the major storyline is the slowness of the offseason. But from the D-backs' perspective, it's just kind of keeping that glimmer of hope around, Steve, that maybe J.D. Martinez will decide he doesn't want to be a designated hitter in Boston, and he would rather maybe sign a short-term deal to go back to a place where he's comfortable and had a great time at the end of last season, and that is with the D-backs. The more time that goes by, the more I start to kind of maybe think that there's a reality to that. What do you think?
Well, I know that there's a lot of Diamondbacks fans that would hope that there's some reality to that, Tim. I could be proven wrong here, but I don't see JD accepting a one-year deal to come back and then try free agency next year, just because I think the market's going to be loaded next year. He's going to be another year older. He's coming off probably a three-month stretch that would be hard for anybody, not just him, but anybody to kind of to top again in the future. So, I would be surprised. I can't see how the Diamondbacks would fit him in on a long-term contract. I have not heard that they have really been in on him when it comes to a multi-year type deal. So I don't see it happening, but until he signs somewhere, I think Diamondback fans are going to hold out hope, and we'll see. Nobody knows for sure, I guess, until he signs on a dotted line somewhere.
That said, there is still a move to be made, right? I mean, we're a week away from pitchers and catchers. Maybe it'll take more time than that, but you would think this team still has a move in it.
I do. I do think they have at least one more move in them. I think it's going to have to do with the outfield. And, it could be that they're waiting to see what happens with J.D. Martinez before they add that final piece. But I do think, right now you're looking at a pretty thin outfield core, and they're going to need some depth there. So I really think that an outfielder, whether that's a trade or a free agency, I think they probably have a few different options, and they're just kind of waiting to see how everything plays out here. But I do think I'm pretty confident that they'll add an outfielder before the start of the season.
A lot of exciting things going on along with the reporting of pitchers and catchers in Arizona. The D-backs actually don't hold their fan fest until next weekend, so they'll have already reported. That's different than pretty much every other team in the majors, but that's the benefit of having spring training in your backyard, I guess. The other thing is the Suns are going to host D-backs night on March 20th. So, later in the month when spring training is really getting going, a little crossover with the basketball team, D-backs players, personalities expected to be on hand for that. Always good to see the professional sports franchises within a city getting together a little bit and supporting each other.
Yeah, they do that a bunch here, and the Suns have come out, and they've had Phoenix Suns night out at the Diamondbacks games. So it's a pretty close relationship between the two organizations. They're separated. The stadiums are separated only by a block. So that's something that they've always been close, because if you recall, the first owner of the Diamondbacks, Jerry Colangelo, was also at the same time the owner of the Sun. So kind of right from the start, they've been a little bit joined at the hip.
Interesting that in Arizona, just the ballpark and where the Suns play are across the street from each other. And then out in Glendale, you have the football stadium and the hockey arena basically across the street from each other as well. It's like the two pockets of the pro franchises. Salt River Fields has been the home since 2011 for spring training for the D-backs. They share it with the Rockies, which I always find interesting just because of the division rival factor. But obviously the facilities as far as practice and workouts, all of that is separate. They share the stadium, but it's one of the real gems in Arizona. Just what was the difference for you, Steve, when they moved into the new facility at Salt River?
Well, it's a beautiful facility. I mean, it really is well done. And, as you said, they do share it with the Rockies, but, you go six, seven weeks there and you don't really interact with any of the Rockies people because it's so separate on there. Like you said, they have separate practice facilities, but even the front offices are on opposite ends of the stadium. So It's not like you're constantly bumping into to Rockies personnel or media when you're there. So it's a fantastic facility too. It provides a lot of shade, which I know people that back east are thinking that the sun would sound nice right about now. But in the springtime here, it can get a little warm, and they've designed it with a unique roof that allows about 75% of the stadium to be in shade as the day goes on. It's got a lot of good concession stand items, and it's also really fan-friendly. The players on the practice field have to walk through the fans to get from field to field and even out to their cars after practice.
How about a spot if people haven't been down there before to check out the action? Obviously, most D-backs fans live not far away, but some are around the country and could travel there. Within the ballpark, if you're planning on going to see a game, what's the best spot to sit?
I think two things. I think if you're going to go, I would go early and go out to the backfields beyond the left field wall there. You can park in the desert parking lot usually and go out there and see some of the practice fields and watch the guys taking batting practice out there. It's a lot more up close and personal. And then once you come to a game, if you want sun, there's no better place than those outfield berm seating where you can just lay out a blanket and spread out and let your kids run around and run some of their energy off while you get a chance to enjoy the game and get a little bit of a suntan.
All right. How about outside the ballpark? Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. There's some stuff around, right? Right near the ballpark, is there a casino? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There's a casino. It's actually built on Native American land. Right. It's on the Indian reservation. So there is a casino. There's an aquarium that's just gone up too, that is nearby, as well as a skydiving place where I can't think of how to quite explain it, but it's a tunnel where they kind of like, the air comes from the bottom and it simulates what it would be like to be skydiving. So there's tons of stuff to do around there. And the great thing about Arizona too, is that there's so many other ballparks, close by here. It's not like Florida where you have to get in your car and drive for hours to get to the next ballpark.
Yeah, and you can get to the mall, you can get to Phoenix, you can get to Scottsdale, old Scottsdale, which I know is popular. How about if you don't want to travel all that, around to those different places, if people are planning on staying right near the ballpark, do you have a restaurant recommendation and not a chain, but maybe a local place?
You know what? There's a breakfast place, breakfast lunch place called Butters that a lot of the players and front office people really like that's nearby. There's Crust Pizza is also not far away, which is pretty good. So there's a lot of different food options in the Scottsdale area there.
Thomas Harding, who's our Rockies writer, I asked him the same question, obviously sharing the facility there. And Thomas said Butters as well. So there you go.
Butters is very well known. And then when it comes to dinner, Don and Charlie's is a hot spot in Phoenix for spring training where you'll see a lot of baseball people hanging out.
Yeah, he mentioned getting to Butters early because the line forms pretty quickly. How is it for you? Obviously, most riders travel a long way to spring training for a month and a half. It's a little easier, right, when you're kind of close to home?
Yes, it is. It's very nice now. As a matter of fact, I've moved over the last year, so I'm actually closer to the ballpark now. So it will actually feel like being at home for spring training. Quite a difference from when they used to train down in Tucson and you have to pack up all your stuff and head down there for 6 weeks. So it's much nicer, much more convenient for Valley area fans here to make it out to plenty of Diamondbacks games now that they're playing up here.
Awesome stuff. Some inside tips to the area if people are coming from outside the area. And if not, you probably maybe already know about Butters, but we're getting you ready for spring training. Pitchers and catchers reporting next week. This has been MLB.com Extras, our D-backs edition. For Steve Gilbert, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.